Who's having a good Super Sunday? Oh, it's been awesome. I definitely, I don't know. I feel like my hair is not red enough to be preaching this morning. So just, imagine what I would look like if my hair was red. And then, there we go. Something to talk about at Life Group at least during the week. And then we'll be all with, it'll be all good. All right. I'm just trying to find the right page in my book for where I'm preaching from today. Who's excited to be here? Yeah. Who loves being in church? Yeah. I love that church is not just like dry and stale and religious, but it's a heap of fun as well. Like, how good is it just to come and just, like, I was in tears laughing at the front. Just like, I think the thing that I love about all good kids' like comedy is the funny bits that adults get. and they just did that brilliantly well. Anyway, it was good fun. So this morning, I want to talk just really briefly about light. Awesome. I think it's exciting. Light is this amazing thing. And without light, there is nothing. I was doing scripture at Carmel High the other week, and we were talking about that scripture in Matthew 5 where Jesus says, like, you are the light of the world. And these guys were getting really confused because they were kind of taking it literally. But anyway, we were talking about what it would be like if there wasn't light. And they're like, well, it would be really dark all the time. And people would run into each other. And then when we thought about it more, we're like, well, wait a minute. Without light, there'd be nothing at all. Like, without the sun's light, there would be no life on earth. And when you think about it, you realize more and more that light is this incredibly powerful thing. And it was like the first thing that God created. And it is this amazing, powerful thing. Did you know that the speed of light is around 300,000 kilometers per second? So I want to do a test. I want to see if anybody has really quick reflexes. Can we get the lights off? Do you want to? So it's not awesomely dark in here, but what I'm going to do, everyone needs to get a bit of space, maybe like warm their neck up a bit, because I'm going to shine this torch at the back wall, and I want to see, you've got to look at the torch, and then when I click the button, I'll say, like, ready, set, go. And then see if you can look at the back wall before the light hits the back wall. But you're not allowed to move until I press the button. Are you ready? Kids, are you with me on this? You're going to try and see the light? All right, we'll give it a test run. Ready, set, go. Too quick. Kurt did it. All right, we'll give it one more go. We'll give it one more go. Ready, set, go. Jaden got it. Yep. There you go. Now those lights are off. That's okay. No, leave them. Just leave them. We need them off again later. So you're just going to have to sit in the semi-darkness, but you can use that as an illustration of my message if you want. So as we can see, like, light, even light from just a torch, is this incredibly powerful thing, yeah? And it's so fast and amazing, and it's really hard to get your head around. And what I think is amazing is that the Bible actually says that Jesus is light. In John 1, it says this. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Then it goes on in verse 8, it talks about John. It says, He was not the light, He came as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. And that light is Jesus, amen? And that's what the Bible is saying. And I was like thinking about that, because what does it mean? Like, how can somebody be light? Like, it's not talking about maybe somebody who's just really skinny, but somebody who is actually light. And that's just like, if you let yourself think about that, it's quite a concept. And so you realize that the Bible is using light as a metaphor. So it's not saying, like, when you see the sun in the sky or that torch, that's Jesus. But it is saying, like, Jesus is light. He's like light. And so in the way the guys wrote the Bible, and when Jesus spoke about himself, they used that light as an image so that we could understand. And so then I think, like, sometimes the more we might know about light, then the more we can understand Jesus in a weird way. So if you're a scientific mind, maybe that'll be helpful for you. I don't know. But when we think about what light is, so light is powerful, and Jesus is powerful. Light reveals everything, and Jesus reveals everything. Light is warm, and so is Jesus. Light makes things grow, so does Jesus. Yeah, amen? So when we think about light and what it means when the Bible says that Jesus is light, then we can see the connection there, and it makes sense, yeah? There's this story in John 9, and it says Jesus and his disciples are going along, and they see this guy who is blind. It says he was blind from birth. And so the disciples ask Jesus, who sinned, this guy or his parents, that he would be born blind? And Jesus says, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said this, he spat on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Sounds cool, yeah? Go! No. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. The word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. So Jesus says, I'm here and I'm the light. And we see the power of the light when Jesus heals this guy from his blindness. And it's this interesting story because it's about this guy that's been healed. Like, and it's this story of a guy that was blind and can see. But it's also a bigger story, yeah? About people and about us who are in darkness and who are blind. But because of what Jesus does for us, we can see again and there's light. Amen. And that's such an amazing thing, I think. So what does it mean for us? Like, Jesus is light. And like that verse, John 3:16, that the guys were reading before, like, Jesus died so that we could have relationship with God, yeah? And we wouldn't have to die. And so Jesus wants to live in us. Like, you've heard that said before. So how does that work? Like, Jesus is light and there's light in me. So what would that look like? You with me? In Ephesians 5, just let me flick over. Verse 8, it says this. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. That's light. For it's shameful to even mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is the light that makes everything visible. This is why it's said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So this is really, really clear. It says, we were once darkness, but now we're light. So live as children of light. And I read that, and I thought, that sounds strange. That kind of sounds like a band, like a weird band, Children of Light. I don't know, maybe like a Christian metal band would be Children of Light. But it's also a really powerful kind of thing if you get over it sounding a bit funny. It's saying, like, if we have Jesus in us, then we become like a reflection of that light, yeah? And that light comes out of us. In Matthew 5, Jesus is talking. Like, this is one of the first times that Jesus really preaches. And he says this in Matthew 5:14. He says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. It says, you are the light. But I thought Jesus was the light. And so when I was reading this, you're just like, wait a minute, what does that mean? Like, how can Jesus be light and then we be light? And then I was thinking about what that might mean. And I think it's a bit like the moon. Because you know how, like last night was a full moon. I don't know if anybody saw it, but you walk outside, it's the middle of the night, But you can see pretty clearly, like, because that moon is full and it's reflecting the light of the sun. And if you know, like, the idea, which I think we all do, like, the sun, we can't see the sun at the moment when it's dark, when it's nighttime, but it's like going past the earth, hitting the moon, reflecting back. Yeah? You with me on that? And so the moon reflects the light of the sun. Ooh. There it is. I love how that works so well in English. I don't think it will work in other languages, but... Or you may be wondering what's in here. I'm going to see if I can do it. Just give me a second. I don't want to break it. Ta-da! So, or maybe it's like this mirror ball. So if I can get the lights off again, like totally, when this mirror ball is here, can I get these ones? Yeah, thanks. Like, when it's dark, that's not that exciting, yeah? It's not, stuff is not really reflecting off it, it's just kind of a ball. But when you put light on it, now give me a second, this is where a head thingy would be good.
I'm just going to yell. When you put light on that ball, see how it reflects? And light is reflected. And if we can have the other lights back on.
So, when it's dark, and when it's not near the light, it's just an ordinary ball. But when the light hits it, it reflects the light, and you can see it, and it's amazing. And so this is kind of, I think, what it means when it says that we are children of light, that we are called to be the light, because we reflect that light, amen? So people might not see the light straight away. Like, I could stand there with the torch, with my back to you, and hide the torch and shine it at this, and you wouldn't see the light, but you would see the reflection of the light. And when you're going about your day-to-day life, when you're at school or at work or wherever you are, people might not see the light. They might not see Jesus, but they might see the reflection of the light. So how do we reflect better? That's the question. And just really quickly, I just want to talk about this. I think there's just a couple of obvious things about this mirror ball that we can then put into practice in our life. First thing is that you need to point it towards the light. You need it to be close to the light. If this mirror ball is sitting in a dark corner, then it's not doing much. It just hangs out and nothing really happens. But when you point it towards the light, it starts to shine. When you put it close to a light source, it reflects that and makes this amazing pattern. And when we live our lives far from the light, far from God, then it's dull. Then there's no reflection. But if we get closer to God, then we start to see it reflect off us. Amen. We start to see it move, and we start to see things are happening, and people look at you and they see a reflection because you're close to the light source. And so I think you all get where I'm going with this, but I'll make it really clear. I'm not just talking about holding a mirror ball. I'm talking about how we live our lives. And if we live our lives close in relationship with God, then that will be reflected in what we do. That will be reflected in how you live. We've been doing a challenge in our life group this week to go for a group 7 journal. A group 7 journal. So every day this week, everybody journal is the idea. I don't know how we're all going, but I think we're doing pretty well. Kurt's giving me a fist pump, so that's good. But the thing with the journal, I guess, is not that we have this competition to try and get to crack a toddy, that's what we call it, because he gets 7 every single week. But that we're close to God, that you're spending time in God's Word every day and you're letting that sink. And as you do that, then you start to reflect that more. The other thing you need to do, I think, to reflect the light better is you need to be shiny. If this wasn't shiny, then it wouldn't reflect the light. If I went and painted this like a matte black, it would not reflect in the same way. So like you look at kind of this stand, and compared to that stand, the mirror ball is reflecting so much more because the mirror ball is shiny, yeah? So what does that mean for our life? Like, do you need to be shiny? Like, put heaps of, I don't know, grease in your hair or something? No, I think it means being, like, attractive. Now, I don't mean attractive in terms of kind of wearing all the right things or being cool or something like that. But I mean being a person that is attractive in the way you live. So people see your life, they see the way you love others, the way you treat people, and there is something attractive about that. Because we all know that shiny things are attractive. Is anybody else excited about a new iPhone? You know why? Because it's shiny. So we think it's awesome. And so everybody in marketing, they know that. Make something shiny and people will buy it. That's a pretty simple motto. But no, it's not that surface thing so much. It's not what I'm talking about. You know that. But it's about having a life that shines and reflects well because it's attractive, because it's clean, yeah? It's about, like, loving other people. I read this verse the other day in 1 John, and it just says this. It says in 1 John 2:9, it says, "Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble." And I think this is what it means, to be shiny. Like, if we're going to say we're in the light, if we say, yep, I've got God in me, I've got that light inside of me, then when we reflect that, it should come out looking like love to other people. It should come out in the way we treat our family, we treat our friends, our attitude at work, our attitude at school or uni or whatever like that. Like, that's where that attractiveness comes from. That's where that shininess comes from. So I just want to finish up, but basically what I'm saying today is Jesus is the light of the world. And because of what he did for us, we can be free from sin, we can have relationship with God, and we can have his light inside of us. And we are called, like this mirror ball, to reflect that light in the world around us. So even though people might not see Jesus, they'll see the sun reflected in the way we live our lives. And to do that, we need to be close to God, and we need to be shiny. I'm just going to pray. God, we just thank you so much for what you did for us. Lord, for your light that came into the world and took the punishment for us, what we deserve, God, so that we could live in relationship with you for eternity. And that's such an amazing gift and something, God, I pray that we would always have at the front of our hearts and never take for granted. And Lord, I just pray that you'll help us to be people who really are children of light, God, and who live in a way that honors you and are close in relationship with you and reflect your light clearly. And I thank you for that today. I just want to pray just for a couple of groups of people, I guess. First up, if maybe something spoke to you about being more of a reflector of light, then I just want to pray with you quickly. So maybe you feel like the way you live your life could be more reflecting. Maybe you want to be closer to God. Maybe you want to spend more time with him. Maybe you want to be more loving. I don't know. I just want to give you that opportunity just maybe to raise your hand while everyone's heads are bowed, everyone's eyes are closed, and we can just pray together. Yeah, awesome. That's great. Sweet, that seems. God, I just thank you for these people that have raised their hands. I pray that you would help all of us just to reflect your light more, to just be spending time with you and positioning ourselves, God, so that we can reflect you better where we are. Lord, that when people see us, they would see you and they would see your son in our lives, and that we would be a witness. God, we would be a light. We would be that city on a hill. And I pray that you'll just give us wisdom, give us strength, give us discipline to do that, God, but that we would be able to spend time with you, get close to you, and be more reflective of what you've done in our lives, God. And just finally, before we finish, I just want to pray for you if you want to know God, maybe for the first time. That verse in John 3:16 is probably the most famous verse in the Bible, and that's for a reason, because it so clearly sums up what God has done for us. And it says, God loved the world so much, God loved you so much, that he gave Jesus to die. And that Jesus died on the cross for what we did wrong, so that we wouldn't have to take the punishment of that, but we could have forgiveness. And that's what God is offering every day, and that's what he's offering today. And so maybe you want to pray with me for the first time, and you want to say, yeah, I want to know God, I want to have that relationship and accept that forgiveness. Maybe you've never thought about having a relationship with God before, or maybe you have and you know that you're just not there at the moment, but you want to be. Then I want to pray with you this morning. So maybe if you could raise your hand if you want to respond to that as well. Awesome. Let's all just maybe stand and we'll just pray together. So just repeat after me. Father God, thank you for your love for me. Thank you that Jesus died for me. Forgive me for my sins and come into my life, and I will follow you. Amen. Awesome. Thanks, guys.